you ever find yourself thinking the same thoughts over and over? You know, it's like your brain is on autopilot. You might not even remember what thing triggered these thoughts, but you end up feeling stressed out and depressed because it seems like always these autopilot thoughts tend to be negative. This used to happen to me all the time. The truth is that these thoughts that you have, these automatic autopilot thoughts, are an addiction. Yes, you can become addicted to negative thinking. Hello, this is welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter. I'm your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner and a mindset coach. This place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Developing strong mindset is a skill you can learn. You don't have to stay stuck. So has this ever happened to you? It used to happen to me all the time. I'd go along, be having a good day, at least an okay day. I mean, you know, not every day is fantastic, but you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it would be a 7 or so. I mean, things were going well. Nothing is really wrong, just a normal day. And then something triggers a memory. You don't even know what it is. And you end up remembering something that made you mad. Maybe it's an argument you had. Maybe it's getting put down by somebody. Maybe it's just a jerk driver cutting you off, or that person who took your parking space that you were waiting for so long and someone just whipped in and just acted like it was no big deal. Those kinds of things that get you irritated. And the thing is, that memory of whatever happened to you could be from last week. It could be from last decade. The thing is that when it gets triggered, you remember it like it happened, you know, and the same emotions that you had when it originally happened to you, those emotions come back and you're pissed off all over again. If this happens to you, it could be an addiction. If it happens on a regular basis, you could be addicted to negative thoughts. It may sound strange, but yes, you can become addicted to negative thinking. This is how your brain works. Every thought that you think produces a corresponding chemical reaction, neurochemical reaction in your body that is an emotion that is tied to that thought. So you think a thought, your body reacts to the thought, creates an emotion to feel that emotion that corresponds to your thought, and then your body produces those neurochemicals and sends the chemicals back up to your brain to reinforce the thought that you're thinking. All of this happens in just a fraction of a second, and you're not even aware of it. It's just instantaneous. And then what happens is you replay the event, the thought that you created, and you create this loop of thought and neurochemicals in your body. And so when something happens to trigger that thought, this loop may happen several times, and it lodges in your body and your mind as a memory. For an example, and this has happened to somebody I know. I mean, I would never do this, but someone cuts you off in traffic or it takes your parking spot, and your first thought is, what an asshole, what a jerk. The emotion that corresponds with that thought is anger. And, you know, there's a lot of, just in general, that's a way to describe it. There's, you know, frustration. There's a lot of variations to anger, and there's a lot of things. Anger has a lot of dimensions, but basically it's anger. And the chemical, the one chemical that I know of, and you'd have to talk to a scientist who could probably tell you much more. And if you have this scientific background, you're like, okay, you're only scratching the surface. But the chemical that is released with anger is adrenaline. What do they call the fight or flight? So you are ready to either fight or flee. Usually when this happens is like you really want to punch that person out who has done this to you, but you're civil and you just suppress it. There's other chemicals involved, but just adrenaline is one. So you have this shot of adrenaline, and then you replay the experience, that scene, the emotion and everything that happened. You see all of that happening all over again, and those chemicals go through your mind several times, and your thoughts may be different, but the emotion stays the same. So you're reinforcing the emotion with these various thoughts, and you create several loops, and that lodges in your memory. And usually when this kind of thing happens, if somebody makes you mad, your day often goes downhill from that, especially if it happens in the morning. And you end up like, okay, just everything's gone wrong. Just let me go home, pour a glass of wine, and let's forget this day. Well, you don't forget that day. All of those thoughts, all those emotions lodge in your mind and your body, and you remember it. And it just stays there until something will trigger it, and trigger that maybe later, maybe the next day. You're telling a friend, I can't believe this person did this. When you retell the story, you experience those same thoughts and emotions in your body all over again. The thing is, it's not just one thought. You think hundreds of thoughts a day, maybe thousands. I don't know. Somebody has counted. There's a scientific, I can't remember. There is a statistic out there of how many thoughts you think a day. I have no idea how they measured it, but it's out there if you want to look it up. But you have thousands of these a day, and these thought and emotion neurochemical loops happen every day, and your brain stores them in memory. And the thing is, your body cannot tell the difference between the original event that triggered your emotions and your thoughts. It can't tell the difference between that and your memory. So when you replay the memory, it's like you're experiencing it all over again. And the thing is, you can recall this event, you know, decades later, and you can experience the same thoughts and emotions and the same neurochemical response. These loops of thoughts and emotions, they form patterns of thinking. And all these patterns create a neurochemical state in your body. So when you keep recalling these things over and over, and how many people have done things to you, your body then adapts to this state of chemicals that are going on, the adrenaline and all the other chemicals. It adapts to that state, and it thinks that it's normal. So, you know, I'm sure you know people in your life who just walk around and they are totally stressed out all the time. Their body has created this neurochemical state, and that's what their body thinks is normal. Whether it's healthy or not, it's what's, you know, it's like, you know, drug addicts adapting to drugs, alcoholics adapting to alcohol, those smokers adapting to smoking. Your body, the chemical state that you have all the time in your body thinks is normal. And so when you take away those chemicals, it craves those chemicals. And so you probably know people who have like this memory folder of things that piss me off. And it seems like they're very easily offended. The news is bad. The traffic is bad. There's politics on Facebook. And there's a whole bunch of clueless people who don't agree with me. You know, people who walk around with these kinds of things. I hope it, and some of us tend to identify with that. There's just, life has a way of rubbing you the wrong way and making you irritated. And if you stay in that state for long enough time, your body will associate the chemical state with being irritated and stressed as normal. And your body is going to work to keep that normal state. And so your body adapts to these chemicals associated with all the things that annoy you. You're in a perpetual state of stress. So when you have a series of good days, those stress chemicals drop. And your body goes, wait a minute, we are not getting the chemicals that we're used to. Something is wrong. And so then your body registers that as abnormal, and your body conspires with your subconscious mind to make you think about those things that make you angry, about that jerk who took your parking space last summer. You will get reminded of that, think about it, and bring all of those emotions flooding back, and your body gets the chemicals that it's craving as normal. So that is called being stuck. That is called being in a habit of negative emotions. And the problem is that you can go to positive thinking, you can write affirmations, you can say affirmations, you can keep a gratitude journal, all of these good ideas that are all just in your intellect, those don't have a lot of force in helping your body when it's chemically addicted to stress and chaos. I've been there. I've written the positive thinking, the positive affirmations. It was all in my head. It didn't make it down to my emotions in my body. And so my body just kept on doing the things that it did to make me stay in that state of stress and chaos. The solution is, you know, positive thinking is good as long as you attach it to emotions. So you have to manage your thoughts and your emotions and create new loops of neurochemical thoughts and emotions to replace the and to change the neurochemical state in your body. So the mindset coaching that I do is I tell people, I help people manage their thoughts and their emotions. That's why I talk so much about body awareness and the connection between your mind and your body, because your mind and body are connected. And so if you try to just address your thoughts alone without looking at how those thoughts correspond to showing up in your body, you're not going to make as much progress. Ask me how I know. I did that for years until I found this solution that the mind and the body are so interconnected and I needed to address both. See, the emotions are felt in your body because the neurochemical response is in your body. So the things you think are not independent from what's going on in your body. And that's why I like ultramarathon running so much, because it's an example of how your mind and body have to work together to, you know, in stress, and you're feeling the stress in your mind and your body. There's a quote out there. I don't remember. There's several variations, so I'm not sure how accurate the quote is, but it's something like, running is 90% mental and the other half is physical. I've heard others, but it's pretty accurate. 90% of it is in your mind. The other half of it is physical. In an ultramarathon, it's your thoughts and your emotions that are going to get you across the finish line. Your body is going to try to convince you, if you're running an ultramarathon, somewhere in that process, your body will convince you it's tired and it can't go on. And your mind has to say, no, there's nothing wrong. We're going to keep going. And when you push through that resistance an hour later, your body will feel like you can run forever. Both that low and that high, you have to learn to manage, because, you know, if you're in that high and feel like you can run forever and you're still not finished with your race, you can put on that burst of energy and you'll go back into even a lower low. That is part of running an ultramarathon, managing both the lows and your highs physically and mentally. And you can manage those emotions, but there has to be that link between your mind and your body. And so positive thinking by yourself, it doesn't matter if you're running an ultramarathon or just trying to get through life, positive thinking alone, just if it's just mental, it's not enough. You have to have it connected to your emotions. And so that automatic negative thoughts that your body is addicted to, those automatic thoughts that keep popping up over and over that ruin your good days or your days that are your things are going well, and then you end up just being in a funk and you don't know why. It's probably because of those being addicted to thoughts that are not helpful. So if you want to run far, or if you want to learn how to get unstuck from all those automatic thought loops that are dragging you down, I can help. That's what I do as a mindset coach. I can offer you a free 25-minute mindset reset. I'll talk to you and help you get progress on getting out of those loops that cause those neurochemicals to keep you addicted to feeling not your best, and also keep you from living your best life and from showing up in life as your best self. You can connect with me at ultramindsetpodcast.run. If you're on a phone, schedule, go clear to the bottom. You can schedule a time with me. I'd be glad to take that time, 25 minutes, to help you get started toward living your best life. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.